Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hi, my name is Alex Barthet. I'm a construction lawyer at the Barthet Firm. Today, we're going to talk about four very specific traps that exist in the lien law that we see clients fall into all the time. Let's get started. First, when is your last date on the job? It's important to know that punch list work and warranty work does not count as last work. It has to be work that would entitle you to compensation under your contract or a change order. Second, it's critical that you respond to requests for sworn statement of account. A request for a sworn statement of account is a document that you will receive, usually via certified mail, that includes a warning. And that warning says that if you fail to respond under oath within 30 days, you will lose your lien rights. And make no mistake, if you don't respond timely or you don't respond under oath, you will lose your lien rights.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit MiamiConstructionForum.com.
Third is amending your claim of lien. You can amend your lien as many times as you'd like, as long as you're only amending it within the original 90 days you have to record the lien to begin with. You can record your lien on day 27, amend it on day 35, amend it on day 89, but whatever exists as of the 90th day from your last day to work on the job, that's the lien that you need to stick with throughout the course of any litigation associated with your claim. Finally, it's important that you remember to file suit on your claim of lien within the right amount of time. Normally, you have 1 year from the recording date of the claim of lien. However, this can be shortened. A notice of contest of lien is a document that you'll receive from the clerk's office via certified mail. It reduces the amount of time you have to file suit down from 1 year from the recording date of the claim of lien to 60 days from the date that document was sent to you. If you do not file suit within those 60 days, you will lose your lien rights. Sometimes owners aren't happy with reducing it down to 60 days, and they want to reduce it even further. They have a means to do that with what's called a 20-day summons to show cause. Unlike a notice of contest, which is sent to you via certified mail, a 20-day summons is in fact a lawsuit served upon you by either a process server or the sheriff. In that lawsuit, the summons will tell you if you don't file suit within 20 days, you'll lose your lien rights. And the law in this regard is very harsh. You need to file a counterclaim or a separate action to foreclose within those 20 days, or your lien right will automatically expire. While we've covered four very specific traps that exist in Florida's lien law, by no means is this list exhaustive. Florida's lien law is very harsh to those who do not understand it. Make sure you consult your attorney to get guidance, because it has more traps than it does treasures.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forums on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.